A Tokyo public school has adopted Giorgio Armani uniforms for students, triggering criticism in a country where hefty school fees are already burdening parents. Taimei Elementary School in the upscale Ginza shopping district has announced plans to introduce the new uniform, which cost more than $730 for a single set. The school's principal says he chose Armani because its boutique is near the school. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
We're ready, and we've got a surprise for you today. Terry and Wynn have been gracious enough to turn the show over to Gary and Nick. It's the Gary and Nick Show. This is the second week of February, and this is going to be the week, Be Nice to the Handicap. So they turned us loose on here. You know, I hear that sitting on a bar stool, starting off the program, and that just sounds like home to me. I worked in the logging industry for about 35 years, and we could sit on a bar stool after work and reminisce about the hard day we had at work. And, you know, I was called a redneck at times. And I know that's kind of got a sour taste in people's mouth, but you know something? What is a redneck? To me, a redneck's somebody that goes and works hard all day. Somebody that plays hard, but they take care of the responsibilities. They pay their bills. And I was thinking about slogans that maybe we should come up with for the state of Jefferson. How about redneck and damn proud of it? Gary, you got anything to say about that?
I agree with that. And being a teacher, you know how teachers are. It's an easy job. You don't have your hands dirty or your feet muddy. It's just a pushover job. Anybody can teach. You know, that's the old... old thought process. Well, believe me, it is a gift to deal with 30 different personalities in the classroom, and you have to shift gears 30 different times, probably every 2 to 5 seconds. So,
I'll tell you what, though, I think some teachers would probably argue with you that anybody can teach after you had to deal with me. Go ahead.
Hey, I would have. You are my favorite student type, not just because you're sitting across from me, but that keeps the class moving, and it's the difficult students that are the most fun and most challenging.
So let's have a contest, or let's have some call-ins today about a slogan for the state of Jefferson. Mine is redneck and damn proud of it. And then we could have some slogans maybe for the state of California. What would that be? The land of fruit and nuts? How about, don't yell at me? I don't know where we're going with that. But, you know, this morning I got up and I got an email from Sally, Rally Sally, and Terry. And there's a petition going around that they just started, and it is to bring the state of Jefferson to the attention of the Donald Trump and the Trump administration. And we need to get 99,999 signatures, and it'll go to them. So we need to all get signed up for that. The website is petitions.whitehouse.gov/petition/petition create 51st state Jefferson. I'm sure if you get on the internet and Google that, somehow you'll come up with it. This is very important. Send it to all your friends. Let's get that done. We need to get the state of Jefferson.
Say that again, Nick, for some of us are computer challenged and need it a little slower, please.
petitions.whitehouse.gov/petition/petition create 51st state Jefferson. We need to get that done. You know, I get so excited and everybody's looking at me here and I just get to rambling on. Anyway, you know, the things that they're bringing to the Trump administration, why we want to create the first 51st state, one of them is the sanctuary state status. You know, when you have 74% of the population that is against being a sanctuary state, and our politicians make us a sanctuary state, we're not being represented. You know, limit firearms and ammo. That's not the way the general population wants to be represented. Conspiring with foreign powers. Jerry Brown goes over and signs an agreement with China. He's not representing me when he does that. Resistance to the Constitution, our Attorney General, the legislature. They're resisting when they threaten employers for giving up information about illegal aliens working for them. My goodness, folks, we need to wake up and we need to get a handle on this.
Remember, we're in this together. And as Nick said, we need to put a handle on this and we need to work together. And our politicians, and I say that advisedly, are not representing us, and that's what the state of Jefferson is about, is representation. And it's not representation for one every 500,000 or one every million people, but it's representation so that you can call your representative or write your representative and be recognized by your representative as not just another number. In fact, I don't think right now they recognize anybody if the right campaign, the write-in campaign, or I should say the contact your representative is any indication that the state of California, some people have, when we had the campaign to contact our California legislatures, one person contacted the legislature 2,200 times. 2,200 times in a 6-week period.
I heard it was 2,206, but go ahead.
Yeah, could be. Okay. She received how many replies? Two replies. So we are not being listened to. And that's what the state of Jefferson is about, to be recognized, because right now your vote, your protest, etc., do not count because they're not paid attention to, and we don't have to go to the state. We can look in our own backyard. Go to a city council meeting and see how well you're paid attention to. No way. And you can see the results of that. The city council is hell-bent on instituting marijuana in the city of Reading so they think they can bail themselves out of a financial hole. And everybody who has any sense knows that that will not happen, that the hole will become deeper when crime and such take over, because marijuana is contributed greatly to it. And as far as our county supervisors. I understand the vote for being a sanctuary county was 3 votes for not being and 2 abstentions. What a play on words. 2 abstentions made yes, and the 2 votes for wanting to be a sanctuary county. One of our supervisors, I think he didn't understand. In fact, I know he didn't understand. It was beyond his comprehension what a sanctuary city means. And the other vote or abstention was because the supervisor is a statist. And he believes in his heart that you don't know what is good for you, the individual. He knows better, and by golly, he will make sure that he tells you and bosses you around. And that's my take on those 2 votes. And as far as the city council wanting to be sanctuary, I have ideas, but I better not say them on the air because I'm sure the magical button will be pressed.
Well, we'll just take the button away from Bob. Hey, you know, you were talking about marijuana bailing out the city of Reading. What are they going to do, sell it by the bale? And, you know, we need a slogan for the city of Reading. Maybe it'll be marijuana, Tijuana, do you wanna? You know, one thing about the city of Reading, Brent Wavers brought civility back to the meetings. Have you noticed that?
I haven't been to a meeting yet since.
But you know what? Hey, something we got to bring up right away is we have a fundraiser coming up, and it's coming up a week from last night. What is that, the 17th?
Right.
And I think there's still a few tickets left. They're $35, and it's going to be a dinner catered down in the Frontier Center in Anderson.
The DFW, isn't it?
No, I think it's the Frontier Center.
Okay.
Catered by Apple Jacks, and they're giving away, they're not giving away, they're auctioning off a safari to Africa, a fishing trip, 15-plus guns, and they're going to have a whole bunch of baskets to be auctioned on. And most of the stuff in these baskets are from local retailers around. I know Fat Daddy's Barbecue. They donated some barbecue sauce, quarts of barbecue sauce, and that is good stuff. And Giftsburgers, they donated some gift certificates. If you haven't had a gift steak burger, you should try one. They're voted the best in the North State for I don't know how many times in a row. You know, speaking of hamburgers, my wife and I went to Final Draft for dinner last night. That's over on the corner of Placer in California, catty corner from the New Wildes. They've got a Jefferson burger there. And if you haven't had a Jefferson burger, you need to go try this. It's about the burger, the hamburger itself is probably 2 inches thick. Hey, we've got callers coming in right now on our slogan for Jefferson. I think we've got, 742 votes for my slogan?
Well, don't know about that, Nick, but we do have Roberta on line one with some clarification regarding the sanctuary city business that Gary was talking about a moment ago, so we'll go to Roberta for starters.
Roberta, remember you're dealing with a handicapped. Go ahead.
Okay, you poor soul. Well, you know, it's sad to say, but apathy has taken over for good common sense in this community. And something has to happen to interfere in that. And I don't know, but I think a good slogan would do it. I wanted to comment on the Board of Supervisors, which is a county vote against the sanctuary state, not a city vote. It was a county vote. Now, I don't think that the city has made their final decision yet, but if people don't go to these meetings, we're just suckers. We have to get out, go to the meetings, make a stand, people. Get with it. Hey, Let's hear some more slogans. And thanks, guys, for being there.
Thank you for the call, Roberta.
We're happy to be here, Roberta. And I agree with you. You know, I don't see the city of Redding changing. I don't see Shasta County changing. I don't see anything changing till we get the state of Jefferson. And you know what? That's going to be the catalyst that's going to change our nation. Instead of the 51st state, we're going to just, they're going to drop like dominoes. You know, we've got Washington talking to Terry and Mark Baird. We've got Oregon talking to them. I've heard rumbles from New York. You know, they're as misrepresented as we are. They've got New York City telling them what to do. Terry, you got
anywhere where the population has grown to such a size that it's really unmanageable. So anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
Well, thank you for calling.
I like Roberta's attitude, being an active voice since I'm a retired English teacher. It's we, the people, and we are doing or are not doing. And she mentioned the city council. It is a big event if we have 100 people at a city council meeting. And I'm guilty of that because I remember when I was age 40, way back when. I'm 76 now. Age 40, and those 40-somethings out there, my former students and such, are busy raising their kids, busy doing this, busy doing that, and I understand that's what happens when you're 40. And 50, it starts to back off a little bit, and you can start paying attention to what's happening around you. I know I did not pay attention to what was happening in Redding because I thought, oh, that this is Redding will always be this great place, and the city council will, whatever they're doing, they will do right, and so on. And lo and behold, it didn't happen that way.
Well, it's awful easy to get comfortable and think you're being represented, and all of a sudden you figure out you're being lied to.
Sadly, and I've been to enough city council meetings, and indeed we'll have to return and give them some heat, and it's factual heat about marijuana, and I have a partner who does the research and such, and in fact we were on the air yesterday in Pete Peters, and it was a good give-and-take program about the facts of marijuana and the bad effects it has on the individual.
Yeah, but you're going to have to behave yourself, or Daddy's going to move you to the end of the meeting. You're going to have another timeout.
That's right, because they won't want to hear that. That is absolutely correct. I'll have to be careful of that.
Okay, we've got more calls coming in. You know what? We're going to talk about Trish's comments about the state of Jefferson and geoengineering after the break. I can't wait to get to that. That's something that needs to be brought up. Bob, how are we doing there?
We are ready for a break. I believe Terry is going to call us momentarily here, but...
we were just getting warmed up. What do you mean we're ready for a break?
When you got a break, you got a break. That's the rules of the game.
But, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
No, but we have sponsors.
Radio station.
If you're just tuning in, this is Jefferson State of Mind. Our regular hosts, Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, are on Jefferson assignment this morning. And they're getting ready for the town hall meeting in El Dorado County today. So we have two of our regular callers in guest hosting this morning, Gary Holohan and Nick Gardner. Joining us here on AM 1460. Nick, I was on the phone, but I believe you had said the Jefferson fundraiser was at the...
Frontier at the Center.
No, it's not. It's at the VFW Hall.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize for that.
It's at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
Thanks for bringing that to my attention.
And I believe it is sold out also, but...
all right. But, well, we've got it going on at the state of Jefferson.
Indeed we do. We also have Earl calling in from Redding on line one. We can take Earl before we go to break.
Big Al, how you doing, buddy?
Hello? Well, I'm fine. How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great.
Sounds like you're full of it.
Well, thank you. I went to Enterprise High School. I graduated in 1969 just like you, and we're full of it, buddy.
Just another redneck, huh, buddy?
That's right, and damn proud of it. Hey, we're going to have to get your take on law enforcement here in Reading. I know that you were running a neighborhood watch and doing a good job of it. Didn't they pretty much run you out of business because you were making the police look bad?
I don't know. I hate to put it that way, but that sounds about right, I think. I think I was doing too good of a job.
Well, you know what left a sour taste in my mouth is, you know, actually the police do a wonderful job. It's just that they can't hold the criminals long enough to make them realize the consequences of their behaviors. But you know what left a real sour taste in my mouth is how they prosecuted you for spraying pepper spray at a guy's feet and a little tiny bit drifted up. Maybe he got a sniff of it. And I see over there in Humboldt County where the sheriffs were spraying it on Q-tips and putting it under the kids' eyelids. Down there at UC Davis, they were spraying it in their face with a smile, the kids' faces with a smile on their face, and they never even got reprimanded.
Well, you know, one of the Ten Commandments is not to bear false witness about somebody. It's because you really assassinate their character when you do it. And the truth is, the guy never got any spray on him. I put up a fog spray to leave the scene. I believe he was drunk, wet, and reckless. He's a two-time DUI felony. That means he hurt somebody twice and went to prison twice over it. So, you know, they knew all that. The cops knew all that. They sent a veteran out here who didn't investigate. I had pigment in the paint. They would have found in the pepper spray. They would have found it all over his clothes. I told the officer at the get-go, I said, if I had sprayed him, he would have looked like he went through a pepper spray car wash.
Hey, you know what? We need to quit picking on the cops and start picking on the prosecution.
You know, I'm not picking. You know, that's the thing. You know, I post a lot on the crime sites, and people think that I'm bashing the cops. You know what? I'm looking for the same thing they look for me, and that's accountability, okay? And officers in Rialto, California, are required to wear cameras while they're on duty. And, you know, in 1 year, 60% of the complaints, they had a drop in complaints of 88%, and they had a use of force drop 60%. So, you know, let's make our police accountable. You know, and when there's a shooting, I want to know damn sure if they're shooting somebody that's unarmed or they're beating somebody to death unarmed. I want to make damn sure that they're in the right. Now, I only have one question, you know, and once again, I really like to talk to you a little more about crime fighting, but I'm still asking the same question I've asked three different police chiefs and a rank-and-file union here in Reading, and that is, what professional, honest, ethical police force would not want the latest camera technology they could get to prove and provide evidence of their lawful activities, especially when they're taking the life of citizens involved? You know what? I am for the state of Jefferson. You know, when I first heard the idea, I thought, gee, that's a dumb idea. You know, that'll never happen. But you know what? The more I think about it, it's probably, I always thought if you did something local, at least you were doing something, you know. But I'm now thinking we really do need to just drain the swamp completely. And it's going to be hard to talk to your representatives. A lot of them are going to be going to jail pretty quick. So when after Donald Trump and his crew gets through cleaning the house back there, and then we might get some representation. At any rate.
Hey, well, we're happy you're on board with us now, Al. You know, we need more free thinkers, somebody that can think about what's going on, and we need your ideas on a neighborhood watch.
Can you put me on hold, go to your break, and just let me listen in? I'd like to give you a few good ideas, okay?
Well, I'm not sure we can do that, but we'll try.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, we're on hold. We're going to a break.
All right. Again, you're listening to Jefferson State of Mind with special guest hosts Gary Hollihan and Nick Gardner. Remember, the time has come for 51.
Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tease? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tease?
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, six albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Gary and Nick Show. It's Handicapped Week in Reading, Jefferson. Go ahead, Big Al. You still there, Earl?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. You know, I really like the direction this new police chief is going. I think, from, you know, I sit here on my deck and watch my neighborhood, and I see the cars come through, and I see the reaction times, and I see a lot more than maybe they want me to see. But I've been involved now about 4 years in my local neighborhood. When we started, we had 5 drug houses, and we had a drug meth manufacturing lab off of Oasis. I live in North Reading, up above the Redwood Mobile Home Park on the hill up there. It's a little 205 subdivision. And we literally had druggies ODing on our street corner, and I had to go get one out of the road because I thought he was going to get run over. And I thought he was dead already, actually. It was real hot in the summer in a bike, and he was laying on the road with his legs out in the road. And, of course, he jumped up and got combative with me. He wasn't dead.
Dang. I hate it when that happens.
Anyway, and I told him, I said, you know, I don't want to hurt you, but I will hurt you if you get it too close to me because I don't know anything about you, you know. And he just laid back down, passed out again. And it took about 45 minutes in those days for the whole thing to get resolved before one officer got here. This is when we had our last chief. And then finally, he didn't want to deal with the guy. The guy got combative with him, so he called another officer. The whole time the fire department was standing there watching, they didn't want to get too close to the guy. But anyway, make a long story short, I put up my experience in neighborhoods against anybody's. You know, I don't know who's put in more hours than I have or done more patrols than I've done. And I learned a lot of things. One of them was, I really think if I had an old police car and parked it on the corner here in my intersection and put a crash dummy in it, that I would, you'd see a drop in crime, because, you know, the druggies come in here to buy supplies in the middle of the night, and they're so loaded they can't tell the difference.
Hey, you know, you speak about having a crash dummy in that car. I heard Ken Murray's looking for something to do.
Actually, I laughed about it because I was that dummy for quite a while. I'm actually just recuperating from, I'm an Agent Orange vet, so I've had about 10 surgeries. I just recuperated from the last one. But I'm really ready to get another car and get back out there. Well, I kind of got lucky. I bought a white Crown Vic Ford, you know. Looks like a police car, but it never was. I bought it from Red Bluff Ford. But I didn't know it. When I bought it, that's what Centef was using. So every time I parked close to a drug house, people scurried in different directions. I said, wow, you know, I'm really getting a lot of respect out here.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we're going to have to get to moving on. We really appreciate your call, Al.
Hey, Ray.
You mentioned sitting out on your deck. You know, the closest I ever got to a deck is when you used to knock me down in football.
I would just say one thing, Nick. You got to take responsibility for your own neighborhood, okay?
Isn't that right? You know, I walk around my neighborhood when I see somebody strange. I live on a dead-end street, and I walk out, and they look at me, and I just tell them, I'm neighborhood watching. I'm watching you right now.
There you go. And I pull behind them anymore. I've got cameras in my cars. I use my phone. I'll never have another guy suck me into a deal like I got sucked into because now I have all the proof I need. And the sooner the police do that, the more faith I'll have in them. When they keep fighting that camera, that bothers me. Anyway, God bless you. God bless America. I pray for our leaders every morning. I put on their full armor and protection of my own. And I think God's going to have to help us with some of this. You guys have a great morning.
Okay. Hey, now listen, here's something that I wanted to move on to. I wanted to discuss Twist Clark's program here last week. Last Thursday, I was listening to her. And at the end of the show, Lori called in, and Lori is a firm believer in Agenda 21 and geoengineering and the state of Jefferson. And Trish got sideways with Lori, thinking that they're all one subject, and they are not. Okay? We believe in independence, independent thinking, making our own rules. This is the state of Jefferson. This has nothing to do with geoengineering. If you took a cross-section, if you took everybody that is pushing for the state of Jefferson and asked them if you believe in geoengineering, I would wager probably most of them don't. So, you know, it's not doing us any justice when Bob gets on there and says, well, what are they going to do, build a wall up and keep them from flying over the state of Jefferson?
Okay, just to be clear, that was the other Bob?
Yes, that's absolutely clear. But, you know, he's quite informed because his wife's a meteorologist. So, you know, vaccines, you know, some people, they think that vaccines are just the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know. I watched Bobby Kennedy this morning talk about vaccines and Thermotol and the mercury that's in them. I'll never have another vaccine shot in my life. There's people in Jefferson that are pushing for the state of Jefferson. I'm sure they believe in vaccines. There's people that are pushing for the state of Jefferson that don't believe in vaccines. The bottom line is, we want the state of Jefferson. We want our independence. We want to make our own decisions. This has got nothing to do with any other thing that's going on. Am I clear?
Active, just as our last caller.
The state of Jefferson movement welcomes independent thinkers with different points of view.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. Correct. Bob, good point.
And active. One must be active, and too many of us have been passive and let things go along or go to hell, whatever you want to say about it, and we are now paying the price because we have run out of time. We've run out of rope, and the rope that's remaining is hanging us right now until we as a community or as a county turn this area around and try to have some semblance of what Reading was. I came here in 68, and so did a lot of other people come to California in that period of time. And now the move is away from California, and Reading being the number one destination for U-Haul or one of the top destinations, I find hard to believe, because we have allowed this town to be what it is, which is a microcosm, San Francisco, homeless on the street, high rate of crime, no jail. We have allowed it, and I mentioned the jail, the people and the politicians don't want a jail, because we would have one if we wanted it. Ah, I see. Round Mountain Bob is on
line six. Bob. Round Mountain Bob's on line six. Go ahead. You have
line six. I'm an even guy today.
We jumped over the other four.
Well, you know what? You wanted some names and stuff about California. Well, Jerry Brown, it's always been Brown and Flush It Down. You know, he's ruining California. Why don't we just flush California down and start Jefferson?
Well, that sounds like a dang good idea with me.
That sounds like a slogan.
And the other thing is, I want to say something again about this marijuana deal. I've been bringing it up for over a year in this county and city, and what it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them $3 for every dollar that they make in taxes and stuff. They had a person on Pete Peterson, two people yesterday, that made so much sense. And I asked them to come to our city council meeting and our county board supervisors meeting and stuff, and give them information like I did about it's going to cost them twice or three times as much money as they're going to make. I mean, they brought out a thing about either San Jose or somewhere down there that they tried this marijuana deal for about 8 months. And then they tried to clean it up, and it cost them about $1 billion to clean it up. And I forgot, they only missed a few million dollars in taxes. So what did they save? What did they make to help pay pensions?
You know what, Bob? Do you really think it would make any difference if we all went to the city council meeting and told them we didn't want them to legalize marijuana in the city of Reading? Do you think they'd listen to us?
I'm not sure. I've been there so darn many times, and they look at me. Matter of fact, they put their head down between their legs because they don't want to hear me talk anymore. What does that tell you?
That tells me they're not interested in what we have to say.
Hey, there you go.
I wanted to go back on one more thing. You know, you're not going to find anyone more dedicated to their beliefs than Lori Bridgeford when it comes to vaccines and geoengineering and the state of it, Jefferson. And if anybody wanted to listen to Bobby Kennedy talk, to Bobby Kennedy Jr. talk about vaccines, you can YouTube him. Just type in there Bobby Kennedy Jr. /vaccines, and boy, you'll get an education.
But I tell you, Jefferson has better come in a hurry, because I'm afraid that California is going to take us down with us. You know, with them, they're going down the tube, and they want to take us with them.
Okay, we've got another call coming in on line 4. We sure do appreciate you coming in. Ron.
You have a good one.
Ron from Redding. You're up, buddy. Are you there, Ron?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi, Ron. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. what I've got about that marijuana, I heard it at the Pete Peters show, and if you guys brought that to the state of Jefferson, there was about two or maybe three other people that called in that were pretty knowledgeable. I think one or two was in the medical industry.
Yes.
And I think one of them perhaps was in the, maybe just a citizen, but he looked up a lot of information. And anyhow, if you could get those two or three people also at the meeting some night there in the state of Jefferson with the other two that Pete Peters had on, that would be we sure get a lot of information. So anyhow, that's what I've got to say. So.
Well, I'd sure like to get that stuff on. And, you know, we have a State of Jefferson meeting every Monday night at 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane. And then and you can come there and you can ask any question you want. And at 6 o'clock right after that, Sally Raposa and Terry Raposa pretty much host a Patriots meeting, and they get some wonderful speakers up there. And I like nothing better than to hear the speakers. They come in. I listened to those people talking about the marijuana, and they were very knowledgeable.
Yes, they were.
So thank you.
That's what I got to say. So if you could get those all that on, it sure would be an informative evening, that's for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bob just gave me some kind of sign. I don't know what it was.
That's the sign for we need to take a break.
Oh.
Like I'm breaking something?
Oh, I thought he's telling me I'm broke.
We're playing charades. All right, well, again, we'll be back. You have an open line or two now if you want to call in, 530-605-4567. That's the number here at Jefferson State of Mind. We have our special guest hosts, Gary Holohan and Nick Gardner, doing the honors this morning here on AM 1460 KCNR. And remember, the time has come for 51.
They would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, February 16th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
On Friday, March 9th at the new Sheridan Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Okay, right now the count is the slogan, Redneck and Damn Proud of It, is up to 14,742 votes. The lines are lit up, so just keep on coming in. Go ahead, Gary wanted to talk to us.
All right. I think I can safely speak for the state of Jefferson with this statement. SOJ would or will never be in the financial straits that force Reading and the state of Jefferson to pressure the people to think marijuana sales will alleviate financial woes. And that's just one more reason for the state of Jefferson is the answer, not only to your representation, but to this marijuana situation. And I know I can speak for the education part of it, being a retired teacher, and with other teachers, I've already talked to the education system. The state of Jefferson will definitely change. Anything will be an improvement from the state of California, which, when I first came to California, we were in California, it was in the top five. That's in 65 to 70 to 75. California was in the top five categories of every category in education. Now, state of California is, I think, ranked 40, if that high. And there's no reason for that. And I think this county and the city of Reading is ranked, could rank itself better or is ranked better than that, but there's room for improvement, and that's maybe another conversation for another time, but it will be improved because there are some fine, fine ideas regarding education that will be implemented with the state of Jefferson.
If I may be so bold as to suggest that California is looking for the solution. You know, I read where 34% of the kids that start high school drop out before they finish high school, and California has come up with a solution to that. They've dropped the high school exit exam. Now everybody can graduate. And then, well, why don't we just give them a little bit more money? Couldn't they do a better job with that? Hey, we've got Norm from Reading on.
That's the same mindset that's causing the state to decriminalize crime.
Yes.
That's right.
And I think you may be stretching it if you say mindset.
There we go. We got Norm on line.
Of course you have to have a mind. That's true.
We've got Norm on line 5. Go ahead, Norm.
excuse me. I've got a real problem with the marijuana thing. As far as I'm concerned, everybody, almost everybody in this country has had something to do with drugs one way or another. I just lost a nephew in Utah with marijuana, and it was also laced with heroin. That means it's an awful lot stronger than it used to be. The guys on Pete Peter's program yesterday was really knowledgeable. And I'd like to be able to get them down to the state of Jefferson and have them talk to us down there. Because I'll tell you, I hate drugs of the passion.
Hey, I'm with you, Norm.
And there's nothing you can tell me about them things that are good. I don't care whether they get made $20 on every dollar. They're going to lose money no matter how much of that stuff they sell. And the more they sell, the more they're going to lose.
The lines are lighting up. I agree with you, Norm. This stuff, this isn't your grandpa's marijuana they're growing now. Hey, we got Matt. Matt's on line 3. Matt, go ahead. Matt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. On the slogan thing, it's got to be more individualistic.
Go ahead.
Because quite honestly, man, you know, I know you guys are, I have a lot of respect for you guys, but you lose support on the marijuana subject for multiple reasons. For liberty, for one. And second, movements like the Jefferson are where you can find potheads to ultra conservatives agreeing that they want a voice in their government in the state of Jefferson. So your slogan's got to be something more about individual liberties, because quite honestly, we all want the same thing, a say in our government, no matter what our position on specific smaller issues are.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? When we get Jefferson, if we vote that we're going to legalize marijuana, okay, I'm in with you. I don't agree with it, but I'll be in with you.
Well, it goes back to the real issue of prohibition. The drug war has created more harm to the public than it has done good. And I'm sorry, but our court system is a fraud upon the public every day of the week. You and I are held to account. Bureaucrats are not.
That's right.
Diehard criminals are not.
That's absolutely
right.
It's
all about sucking money out of us, and I'm done with them. They do not have my consent.
I was reading about a country in Europe. I forget what it was. Maybe it was Finland. I'm not really sure. They legalized heroin. And you know what? Heroin addiction dropped. Their crime rate went down. I'm open to different ideas. You betcha.
Well, there's better solutions than allowing this police state to continue. Because what you guys allow them to do against the marijuana people, the system intends to use against you no matter what the subject.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
You know, Matt, thank you so much for calling that in and bringing it to our attention. If you come up with a good slogan, you bring it in. We're ready.
I will do.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Gary, Heather called. She didn't want to go on the air. I believe you know Heather.
Yes, I do.
She suggested State of Jefferson by the people for the people.
That sounds good. You betcha. Yeah. But I'm a redneck.
And she thinks you're doing a great job.
Okay, well, she's probably prejudiced a little bit there. Thank you, Heather.
I've got experience in vaccines, too. My wife thinks I'm vaccine damaged.
It could be.
Oh, no, I think Bob's dropping us a hint here. It's time for 51, and then the dominoes are going to fall. 55, 56, 57. Hey, we got our country back. back where men were men.
That's right.
Well, gentlemen, thanks again for guest hosting this morning, Gary Hollihan and Nick Gardner.
We had so much fun. You think we could lock Mark and Linda and Red out and take another hour here?
Oh, they'll be banging on the door any moment. But thanks. We'll look forward to having you back both in the studio and on the phones in the near future.
We look forward to coming back. Have
thanks
a great
for taking
day,
care
everybody.
Of us, Bob.
KCNR Shasta Ready.
I'm Michael Harrington. Good. Will President Trump fire Chief of Staff John Kelly over the resignation of two White House aides?
Absolutely not. And I think all the stories about replacing General Kelly are mostly being fed by people who are unhappy that they've lost access to the president under General Kelly's leadership as Chief of Staff.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday. Those two aides left after being accused of domestic abuse.